836, 52 degrees on the Tuesday morning edition of the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Lisa Webb Sharp is with Lansing Community College and is on the other end of our line. Lisa, how are you?
I'm well, Tony. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. You have some good news about a parking lot as well as the Oliver Towers in regards to Lansing Community College. Share that info with us.
Well, we're pleased to talk about our plans with the city of Lansing to acquire the northern half of the Oliver Towers block. Right now, the city has agreed to sell us the parking lot portion of the block. That's what they completely control. And then we have a couple of years to try to complete the balance of the sale. As you know, that HUD has a say and the Housing Commission in the balance of the property. But for now, we're pleased to try to acquire the property. Our board approved our purchase last night at our board meeting, and now it awaits City Council approval.
Now, are you going to do anything with that first parcel of land, or do you need to acquire Oliver Towers before you do so?
Well, we wouldn't do anything major on the site until we would have the whole site. But for now, the parking lot portion, we will make it look like the balance of LCC properties. And so we will have some significant improvements to the parking lot, landscaping. There'll be a little more green space there. If you were to go across to our University Center and see what the parking lot looks like that's right across the street from that, you'll get a sense of what's to come with the parking lot that we hope to acquire.
All right. So let's say you get that and you get the Oliver Towers. So what's the plan?
We could envision some sort of academic facility on that block. And as we mentioned before, we think the acquisition of this parcel is strategic to the college's long-term interests. And, you know, the Board of Trustees could vote to put some kind of academic or student services building there if, in fact, we can acquire the whole block. But that's a little bit down the road. Right now, we're focused on the parking lot.
Lisa, where does the college want to go when it comes to growth? Where do you think the most needed areas of growth are in regards to Lansing Community College?
When you say needs, do you mean geographic or you mean programmatic?
Programmatic.
Programmatic, you know, that's really a kind of a question for the provost. She oversees all of the academic offerings here at the college. What we know is that we want to offer students opportunities to take the classes they need to either transfer to a four-year institution if that's what they want to do, or to continue our occupational programs, our health careers, you know, our nursing, our emergency medical technician, our public safety offerings out at our West Campus. What we want to do is offer programs, academic programs, certificates, and other credentials that are relevant to the economy. We want to meet the needs of our employers in the area to make sure that they can find the talent they need to be profitable in the area. We're focused right now on trying to build our IT offerings because, as you know, there are information technology openings here in the area. We are also talking with some other higher education institutions to be able to service our insurance industry and do some training in the insurance industry area. We have major insurance companies here, and we're trying to meet that need.
All right, Lisa. And, of course, parking's at a premium in downtown Lansing, so more parking spaces will be welcome downtown.
That's correct. You know, we have struggled over the years to make sure we have adequate parking for students, faculty, and staff, and we've been slowly solving that challenge. We added a parking facility that came online at the end of last year, a parking lot across Saginaw, and this will help in easing our parking challenge. You know that we currently lease some spaces from the accident fund. One of the things we want to alleviate, Tony, is if you come here at 7:50 a.m. in the morning during the fall and spring semesters, you will find a backup along Grand Avenue, students trying to get in our Gannon parking ramp. And we just want to provide many more options for students so that they don't have to stand there, sit there in their cars in line waiting to get into the parking ramp.
All right. LCC will acquire the 1.4-acre site known as Lot 2 for $1.21 million. The agreement also grants LCC the right of first refusal on the acquisition of Oliver Towers. But from your perspective, Lisa, LCC wants that building.
LCC
or the land, one or the other.
We want the land. We really think that that northern half, the half we're able to acquire it now, is really, really important. It is adjacent to our library and our university center, so we view that as key. And we'll work with the city and HUD to see if we can acquire the balance, but we certainly appreciate the opportunity to be able to acquire the parcel that our board took action on last night.
Thanks so much for your time, Lisa.
Thank you, Tony. Have a great day.
8:43 on a Tony Conley Morning Show and more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com.